The crash of a Black Hawk helicopter in Iraq last Saturday took the lives of 8 soldiers and 4 civilians. 4 of the soldiers who were killed came from the Alaska Army National Guard. As Ashley Gross of the Alaska Public Radio Network reports, the loss is being felt deeply in the state.
Burgers sizzle on the grill at this Tasty Freeze restaurant just down the road from Coolis Air National Guard Base in Anchorage. A large billboard outside reads, "Please pray for our 4 Army Guard members lost in Iraq." Inside, it's lunchtime, and almost half the customers are in military uniform.
Welcome to Tasty Freeze. May I take your order, please, sir?
Yeah, I'll take number 1.
Number 1?
Yep. At a table by the window, Air Guard Master Sergeant Jennifer Keyes sits and recounts the past few nerve-wracking days. Her husband's brother is in the same company in Iraq as the 4 Army Guard members who died.
It hit close to home because it brought home the reality that this could really happen, that a loved one could be hurt or killed over there.
Tasty Freeze owner Rich Owens says even though Anchorage has an Air Force base and an Army base, the community feels closest to the National Guard.
We like to think of the Guard as like the home folks, and that's exactly what they are. And so when we lose a Guards person, then it hits home a little bit differently, I think.
The Guard says that till now, it hasn't lost any members in combat since at least World War II. The Black Hawk helicopter went down near the northern city of Tal Afar. The Army is investigating the crash, but Guard officials say thunderstorms may have played a role. Guard members say they have no doubts about the skills of the 2 pilots. One was 44-year-old Chief Warrant Officer Chester Troxell, a member of the Guard for half his life. His friend Tom Cobaugh describes him as a devout Christian devoted to his wife and teenage son and daughter.
Probably the most meaningful thing he said to me was, if anything happens to me over there, I want you to take care of my kids and keep them on the straight and narrow. And I'm sure he said that to other friends too, but I'm going to try to do my part in helping his family as much as I can.
Sitting next to Troxell in the cockpit was a former rodeo queen, 25-year-old First Lieutenant Jamie Campbell. She came from a military family. Her husband, Sam Campbell, is an Army captain serving in Mosul. Her father, Jeff Krause, is a member of the Washington National Guard, also just back from Iraq. Krause says he found out about his daughter's death from his son-in-law Sunday morning.
Jamie called him every morning about 5 o'clock. And Sunday morning, she never called or emailed. And he thought that was really, something was wrong. So he called down there, and they told him that a helicopter was missing, and it was hers.
The state is also mourning the 2 crew chiefs on board. 22-year-old specialist Jacob Melson was born and raised in Alaska and had just gotten married last July. Guard Chaplain Rick Cook says he met Melson a few years ago when they manned a recruiting booth together at the state fair. Cook says he urged Melson to get a full-time job with the Guard.
And I wasn't even sure he was really listening to me. He was just a teenage kid, and he probably thought I was an old fogey or something. But, I kept seeing him over the next couple of years, and lo and behold, he had actually gotten a full-time job.
The other crew chief was 26-year-old specialist Michael Edwards, who moved to Alaska from the Bronx with the Army. He joined the Guard after leaving the Army. Sergeant First Class Herbert Bloomer was one of Edwards' platoon sergeants in Fairbanks. Bloomer says after learning the news, he decided to give the mother of Edward's son, Elijah, a memento.
I had an extra set of dog tags I had in his file that I handed to her to give to his son, his 6-year-old son, and that's kind of when it hit me there. I didn't linger very long in that conversation. I excused myself and had to leave. I was tore up a little bit at that point.
Tomorrow, a different company of 130 Alaska Army National Guard members returns from Baghdad after a year-long deployment. It will be a welcome, if bittersweet, homecoming. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Anchorage.